Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning, good morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Welcome, hallelujah, to our prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, hour of power. Praise the Lord. Our mission is to lift up Jesus and to give him, hallelujah, our praise, our worship, and our prayers on this morning. Glory be to God. What a mighty good God we serve, saints. I'm excited about Jesus. Hallelujah. Today is Thursday, October the 13th, 2022. And what an honor it is. Hallelujah. To be here with you on this morning as we lift up the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Right now we'd like to honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. Hallelujah. We do honor the visionary of this great ministry and work, our dear Pastor Darlene Bundage. Hallelujah. A woman of virtue, a woman of vision, a woman who's been chosen and anointed and appointed by God. Hallelujah. For such a time as this, we truly honor all of our clergy on the line. Elder Horsey will be joining us. He's working this morning, and we're going to remember him in our prayers, and he will be joining us. We just want to lift up all the people of God this morning who found it not robbery to come on and to be on this radio, hallelujah, service with us on this morning. For truly, our God is great, y'all, and he's so greatly to be praised. I'm going to start off with a little song. Those of you who know the song, you can sing it as well. It's "Bless That Wonderful Name of Jesus. Bless That Wonderful Name of the Lord. Why don't you bless that wonderful name of Jesus? Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Oh, there's salvation in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of our Lord. Oh, yes. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. There's healing in the name of Jesus. So glad there's healing in the name of the Lord. Oh, there's healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, healing in the name of the Lord. How many of you know there's deliverance in the name of our Jesus? Oh, there's deliverance in the name of our Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of the Lord. How many of you know there's wonder working power in the name of Jesus? Glory be to God. Saints, is all about the Lord. Glory be to God. Now let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come humble before your throne of grace, oh God, on another, oh God, Thursday morning, thanking you for all of your loving kindness, for all of your tender mercies, oh God, that you have bestowed upon us, Lord, continually, day after day, Lord. Oh God, you continually, Lord, pour out upon us your love, your joy. Oh God, you continue to pour out upon us all the things that we are in the need of, Lord. You are prayer answering God. Oh God, we want to thank you for being so faithful, Lord God. We want to thank you for being so mighty, oh God. For you are holy Oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, that you're immutable. Oh, God, you change not. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we want to thank you, oh, God, for being so good to us, oh, God. Thank you for being our Lord, our Savior. Thank you for being our deliverer, our healer. Thank you, Jesus, for being the great I am. Lord, we want to thank you, oh, God, for being our good shepherd on this morning, oh, God. God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for continually, oh God, protecting us. Thank you for continually providing all that we need according to your riches and glory. Oh God, we thank you this morning. We come with the attitude of gratitude, Lord. Oh God, we thank you how you blessed us and our families, our children. We want to thank you for blessing this ministry. We want to thank you for answering our many prayers down through the years, even up until this time, Lord God. We want to thank you for meeting all of the needs of your people, Lord God. Oh, God, we come to you this morning, oh, God. Oh, God, with the sacrifice of praise on our lips. We worship you. We exalt your holy name, oh, God. Oh, God, we feel like David on this morning, oh, God. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in our mouths. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Our God is worthy, saints, of all of the praise, all of the glory, all of the honor. When we consider how he has delivered us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear darling son, how Jesus loved us, hallelujah, when we were yet in our sins. The word of God lets us know Jesus died for us in spite of ourselves. Glory be to God. Holy, holy is our God. O saints of God, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, saints, and let us exalt his name together. Glory be to God. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. You're so worthy, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems our life from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Glory, hallelujah, glory be to God. Lord, you satisfy our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Oh, God, we're excited this morning. We come with praise. We come with worship this morning, Lord. We thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. We thank you for being so loving. Thank you for being so kind to us. Oh, God, you're worthy. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
The Lord, praise the Lord. Her phone has dropped, and we're just glad that we're here today. We'll see if she'll come right back in. But we're grateful today for our evangelist Wonderland getting us started in the prayer service. Looks like she's back.
Yes, go ahead, amen. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. I'm sorry we got cut off. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Who is like unto you, Lord? Oh, God, you're worthy of every praise. Oh, God, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins on this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, search our hearts. Lord, if you find anything that's not like any wicked way, any sin, oh, God, of, oh, God, omission, or commission, any iniquity, anything that that's not like you. Any transgressions, take it out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us. Wash us in your precious blood. Create in us, oh God, a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Oh God, bless each one, oh God, who's on this prayer line. Bless every family that's represented. Oh God, we pray that you would meet our needs individually as well as collectively, Lord God. Lord God, our hearts are heavy on this morning when we consider the condition of our nation. Lord, we feel like Jeremiah. Oh God, we are weeping for our people. We are weeping for our children. We are weeping for the wayward ones. We are weeping for those, oh God, who don't know you and are pardon of the sins. Oh God, we are weeping, oh God, for our president. We are weeping, oh God, for leaders everywhere. God, we mourn, oh God, for those, oh God, who truly don't know you. But God, we pray that you would save on this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So Lord, we send a word of repentance out in the land, in our cities, in our nation, globally, around the world. Lord, we pray for a spirit of conviction to hit the hearts of men and women, boys and girls everywhere. Oh God, that they may cry out, what must I do to be saved? Oh God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that the people will hear the glorious sound of the gospel. For God, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in you should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Oh Lord, we pray today, Lord, oh God, for people to come in the fold before it's too late, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our children. We pray for the grands. We pray for those, oh God, that's part of our families that don't know you. Lord, we know that you're able. Lord, we pray for the backslider this morning. We pray for the, oh God, for those who are strung out on alcohol. We pray for those who are strung out, oh God, on drugs of various types. God, we pray that you would give them a mind to come on in. Lord, we pray for those that are sick in hospitals, nursing homes, convalescent centers at home. God, touch the fevered brow today in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we believe in your word, oh God, that you said that you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And so it's by your stripes we are claiming healing for ourselves and our loved ones. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we claim healing for people around the world that are sick, oh God. We know that you're able, oh God, and we know that you can, oh God. Have your way in the lives of your people, Lord. Oh God, we pray for those who are bereaved. There's so many bereaved in our nation, oh God. There's so many bereaved around the world. Oh God, show yourself strong. For we know you're the God of all consolation. You're the God of all comfort, oh God. Oh God, grant those, oh God, who are mourning, oh God. Oh God, the garment of praise. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, grant those, oh God, the oil of joy for that spirit of mourning. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would turn the situations around of people who are going through difficult times and situations. Lord, we know that you're able, oh God, to move every stumbling block out of our way in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we bind the enemy and we cast them out of our thoughts and our minds. We cast them out of our cities and towns. Lord, we cast the enemy out today in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that your perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven concerning us and all of your people everywhere. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in this service, Lord. Bless our pastor as only you can. Strengthen her, oh God, as she continues this great work, oh God. Encourage her heart, Lord. Touch her body right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Strengthen her, oh God, physically, emotionally, spiritually, in every way. Prosper her, oh God. Bless all the clergy on this line. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for Pastor Scholastica. We pray for Pastor Elder Horsley. Lord, we pray for all of the missionaries and the evangelists on this line. Remember, oh God, Evangelist Chris, oh God, Evangelist Gladys, oh God. Oh God, all the men and women, God, remember Oh, God, Sister Linda and all the saints, Sister Mary, God bless them all one by one, name by name, Lord. Oh, God, just we lift up your people. We ask that you would strengthen them on every hand. Oh, God, we pray that you continue to supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, we're standing on your promises, and we believe that we can have all you say we can have. We believe we can be all that you say we could be. Oh, God, you truly come in the volume of the book. And, Lord, we embrace every promise from Genesis to Revelation in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way on this morning, oh, God. And we'll be so careful to give you the glory. We'll be so careful this morning to give you all the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray and let all God's people say amen. And amen. Glory be to God. Lord, we thank you for this day. And right now, I'm going to move us right along. Praise God. I believe Elder Horsey, he'll call us when he can. I was trying to get him to join in with us, but his phone wasn't picking up, and he will when he can. He's working right now, so we're going to continue to keep him in prayer as well. God is able. Right now, I'm going to read the scripture of the week. Praise God. Our God is so good. Oh, I'm excited about Jesus, about the things that he's already done. My God. Hallelujah. I'm just so grateful that our God is a good God, because we all know that if it wasn't for the Lord who was on our side, my God, where would we be? I know one thing, we would be, hallelujah, sad people. We'd be people who would be hopeless. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I'm so glad our hope is in Jesus. Hallelujah. He's our confident expectation every day. Hallelujah. We thank God for his goodness and his mercy. I'm going to read the scripture of the week. It is found in Matthew 7 chapter and the 13th and 14th verses. A very familiar scripture, praise God, but it's a very powerful one as well. It says, enter ye. These are words of Jesus. Hallelujah. These are words of Jesus. He says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. My God, my Lord. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. He said, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that finds it. My Lord, my God. And we know that this particular scripture is the words of Jesus as he's winding up his famous Sermon on the Mountain, which begins in chapter 5 and it ends in chapter 7, where Jesus is sharing so many truths concerning the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And he's talking about, in this particular chapter here, in verse, he's speaking about the road to heaven, the road to heaven. And he's describing this parable for us. Hallelujah. And Jesus makes it clear in this parable concerning the kingdom of heaven, there's only one way to enter the kingdom of heaven. And he says it so clearly here in the 13th verse. He said, enter ye in at that straight gate. Hallelujah. The straight gate or that narrow gate. Hallelujah. That narrow gate and the straight gate represents the way of Christ, the way of holiness. Hallelujah. It's so important, saints, that we are those, and I'm so glad that all of us here and all of us can attest to the fact that we are in that narrow way right now. Hallelujah. Because we are those who have made up our minds and our hearts are fixed. And I know I know your hearts are fixed, and I know every one of you have a mind that's made up to serve the Lord all the way. Glory be to God. We have made a conscious decision to live godly. We are those who are saved. We're those who are truly filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We are daily devoting our time to the Word of God. We are daily meditating on His Word day and night. We're praying. We're those who are praying and fasting. Yes, we are those, y'all, on that straight and narrow. We have entered that straight and narrow gate, and we are walking now on that narrow road to which is called holiness. Glory be to God. And so we are the ones that's giving of our time, our talent, and our treasures to the work of the Lord. We are those that are walking on this narrow way. We're only a few. Hallelujah. Jesus makes it clear, only for you find that way. Oh, I'm so glad that we are the few, y'all, that's found the right way to stay, the right path to walk in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. We are those who are constantly praising and worship the Lord. We are the doers of the Word of God, not just hearers only. We are those who have decided to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We are the ones who have decided to put on that whole armor of God so that we could stand against the wiles, the schemes, the tricks, the lies of the enemy. Saints of God, I know that all of us are on this line this morning. We are sold out for Jesus. Hallelujah. And what's so important is that you know, we can shout in front of people at church. We can jump and run. But what really counts is how we live behind the scenes. Let me tell you, those who are walking in that narrow way, they walk holy, whether the pastor is watching them, whether others are watching them or not. They have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Glory be to God. Yes. Who are the ones that's walking on that narrow path? It's the people of God who's truly sold out to Jesus and saying, for God I live and for God I die. Glory be to God. But those that are on that broad and narrow path, let's describe who those people are. Those people are the ones. First, I want to add, the broad way is those who don't mind following the crowd. That's why they call it the broad way. It's the way of the crowd. It's those that's willing to walk like the world is walking. It's those that's they consider it the easier route. They could do what they want to do. They can make up their own rules and regulations. They are the ones who don't feel that they have to read their Bible every day. They don't have to pray every day. Hallelujah. They said they don't take all that. Hallelujah. Considered the ones who are not saved as well as the carnal Christians. They go in the category of the carnal Christians. Who are the carnal Christians? They're the lukewarm saints. They're the ones who straddle in the fence, got one foot in the church, one foot in the world. Come on, saints. I'm so glad that none of us on that line is on that path. Glory be to God. But we are on that narrow. We've entered through that straight gate, that holy gate, hallelujah, of holiness. Hallelujah. But there are those, it's sad to say, they consider themselves part of the church, y'all, and they want to do what they want to do. They want to straddle the fence. They want to, in a sense, have a double-mindedness. What do the Bible say about the double-minded man? They won't receive anything from the Lord. So those that are walking in that broad way and enter through that broad gate or that wide gate are those who have a form of godliness, saints, but deny the power thereof. My Lord and my God. Saints of God, I'm so glad that everyone on this line, I believe it, by the power of the Holy Spirit, are sold out for Jesus, and we have come from the outer court, and now we're in the holies of holies, hallelujah, with Jesus. We're not playing no games, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are those who are truly for real for Jesus, hallelujah. We're sold out, hallelujah. We are those who've decided, hallelujah, that I'm going all the way with Jesus. Glory be to God. I love what David said. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I was thinking about Job's wife during the time that Job was having such a hard time. My God, him and his wife, they lost their children, lost their livelihood, everything in one day. My God, my Lord. And even Job, his health began to fail, and his wife, Mrs. Job, came up to him and said, why don't you just curse God and die? Saints of God, let me tell you something. We all will be tried. We all will be tested. David said like this, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver us out of them all. Saints of God, we can't have the mindset, and I know we don't here, but I'm just reviewing this because it's very important to know that the trials in our lives are going to get harder and harder, hallelujah. The tests, the trials, the afflictions that will come, but it's no time to abandon ship. We don't want to be like Mrs. Job. We don't want to be like the five foolish virgins who did not have enough oil in their lamp. In other words, they didn't have enough word. They didn't have enough of the Holy Ghost. My God. Saints of God, we must make a conscious decision to stay on this straight and narrow path, which is the way of holiness, the way of righteousness, the path of Jesus, the way of godliness. We got to stay on it 24/7. No such thing as jumping on and off this train, saints of God. We got to stay on this path of holiness, y'all. We got to hold up the bloodstained banner. Hallelujah. We got to hold it up until we leave this world. Saints of God, we got to understand what Jesus said. I want to read this particular scripture because the Holy Ghost gave it to me to share with y'all. Remember that God has blessings for those who are sold out to him. Hallelujah. God tells us in Revelation 22 in verse 12, he says, behold, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me, my God, to give each one according to what he has done, my God, my God. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Saints of God, we got to understand that if we hold out, hallelujah, Jesus have a reward for us. So don't be weary, as Apostle Paul reminds us. I believe it's in Galatians 6 and 9. He said, don't be weary, saints, in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if we faint not, my Lord and my God. Saints of God, don't give up now. Payday, hey, hey, tell yourself this morning, payday is coming after a while. I'm going to live holy no matter what. Hallelujah. Saints of God, we got to be sold out like the three Hebrew boys were, like the Daniel was in the lion's den. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to be sold out like Esther. Hey, I'm going to see the king. Hallelujah. No matter what. Hallelujah. If I die, let me die. I'm going on to see the king. Saints of God, we got to have our hearts fixed, our minds made up, that we're going to serve the Lord. I like what Joshua said. Joshua said, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Saints of God, it don't matter who's not doing what or who's doing whatever, and you know it's not right. You stay on that straight, narrow path You don't make an excuse to follow the ways of the world. Glory be to God. I believe Apostle Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 6 and 2 Corinthians 6, around the 6th chapter there, it says, come out from among them. Be ye separated, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit and that we are not our own, saints? We've been bought with a price. We've been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. Jesus gave his life so that we can live the abundant life in him, saints. Jesus died, but he rose on the third day, giving us the victory over death, over destruction, over sickness, over anything that we may encounter in this life. Jesus himself said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all powers of the enemy. He said, nothing shall by in any means harm you. Saints of God, let's stay on that straight and narrow path. True, is not many people on that road. Listen, we ain't going to have many friends. That's okay. Just stay on that straight, narrow path. A lot of people won't be patting you on the back, but that's okay. Do the work of the Lord. You may not be popular. People may talk about you. Let them keep on talking till their tongue fall out. People may ridicule you, lie on you, whatever, betray you. But you stay on that straight and narrow path because you know payday, y'all, is coming after a while. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. I'm almost done, saints. Glory be to God. Can you still hear me? Praise the Lord. Can you still hear me? Praise God.
Yes, ma'am, we hear you.
We know that, okay, we know that our God is able to reward our faithfulness, saints. So please don't give up and don't give out. Praise the Lord. Job 34 and 11 say, I'm almost done. For according to a man's deeds, he repays them. Talking about the Lord will repay him. According to a man's ways, he brings consequences. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Psalms 28 and 4 says, according to their deeds and for their works of evil, repay them for what their hands have done. Bring back on them what they deserve. In other words, those that do good will be rewarded with the good rewards. And those who not doing the work of God, they're going to be repaid as well. But it's going to be disastrous for them. It's going to be the reward of destruction. My God. Death, hell, my Lord. Isaiah 40 and 10 says, behold, the Lord comes with his might and his arm establishes his rule. His reward is with him and his recompense accompanies him. Glory be to God. Let me give you one more and I'm going to be done. The Lord searched the heart. This is Jeremiah 17 and 10. The Lord searches the heart. I examine the mind to reward a man according to his way, by what his deeds deserve. May God continue to bless you, and may y'all all be encouraged to stay on that straight and narrow path. In Jesus' name, we love you dearly. Peace and blessings. And now at this time, we are going to give this portion of the service over to Pastor Darlene, if she would like to make a comment, and then we'll take the prayer requests and all, okay? So hold on, saints. Praise the Lord. Pastor Darlene, are you ready? Yes. Hello?
Yes, I'm here, and I just thank you so much for getting started this morning with the prayer and this word. We want to be encouraged to stay on the straight and narrow path. I mean, it was just so rich the way you brought that out this morning. And we do want to live holy. And many times when this word comes, it reminds us to examine ourselves so that we know that we're following the word of God. So I just really appreciate that this morning. It's very beautiful the way you laid that out for us. So
So, yeah, we can go ahead and get the prayer request now.
Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, the prayer
line
is open for those who have requests. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. This is Vaughn. I just want to keep my family in prayer. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to say good morning to each and every one of you. And thank you for the part of the word that I heard. I love your voice. I just want to thank God. I received a letter because I've been like paying off the credit cards, and I just got a letter saying one is paid, and I'm really, really grateful just knowing I don't have to mail nothing off next month. Lord, let me be here to see you next month. Really brings joy to my heart. And my daughter that moved to Texas, the baby girl, she said she get her keys tomorrow. And I'm just so grateful. And I pray, listening to the older women as y'all share and preach the word of hope and salvation and teaching me how to present it to my family. And I just want to thank God my body is feeling much better. For I had to go to the doctor as well, and he truly gave me what I needed, and as long as I continue on stretching and eating right, I know I'm going to be okay because I'm not letting them do the surgery. So I'm just so grateful that this prayer line is here.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. Good morning, everyone. I asked for request for safe travel. I'll be traveling this morning. And everyone have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Scholastic is here listening in agreement. And just asking prayer for a friend of mine, Susan. She lost her sister yesterday. So to pray for her family and for comfort. And all others who have lost their loved ones. And let's continue praying for our brothers and sisters in Florida and other areas that have been hit by those hurricanes trying to recover. There are still people who are still stranded and don't know what to do and where to go. And winter is upon us, that they be settled before the weather changes. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary.
Hello. Okay. Yeah, all right. You hear me now?
Sister Mary was speaking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got on.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary. And I have a specific question, prayer for myself, my family. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, Apostle Horsley, you had something you wanted to say?
Oh, no, I was just Christian prayer for my family, in-laws, during the time of bereavement. I had a little trouble down here getting things going here. I just had just a word of encouragement to encourage everybody to just, you know, seek the Lord harder. And I was noticing in my prayer that a lot of times we ask the Lord things and we have to go over it again, time and time again. And it just came into my spirit, you know, that it says that sometimes we think that because we say things a lot of times to the Lord, that it gets done faster. What I'm finding out now is that this has to be in your heart. You know, you have to really meditate on the Psalms 1, meditate in this law of the Lord day and night until it goes inside of your subconscious mind and everything. And you should, and I started getting a little bit better results with that. That's what I want to say. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Someone else have a prayer with us?
Okay, I think we should go ahead and pray for these requests and anybody who didn't give your request was there while we're praying. So let's just come together right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We bless your name today, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you today, Father. We
thank you, Lord,
for
the name of Lord.
Lord,
Lord,
pray that you give them peace.
We
know that you
all
of us, Lord. So, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, Lord.
Let us
know that we want to be prepared, request, Lord. We can know that you're able to do all things.
I thank you, Lord. Lord,
that you would come hard to your people, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray, Lord, that you would strengthen your people, Lord God. We pray you would save, heal, deliver, and set free families that are bound, oh God, in homes everywhere, Lord God. We pray, oh God, and we send the word of salvation everywhere. We send the word of salvation in our homes, oh God, in our community. Oh, God, even in our states around the world, Lord. Have you, Lord.
Lord,
we know the way, oh God. We come against the violence in our communities. We come against gun violence. We come against terrorism. Lord, we know you're able, oh God. Oh, God, we rebuke the powers of darkness, Lord. We pray your perfect will be done. As he travels, God,
in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, oh Lord God, to bless your name today, oh Lord God, to pray all these requests, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, that you're moving, oh Lord God, by your power, oh God, and you're blessed, oh Lord God, you're sanctified, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We bless your name, oh Lord God, and we praise your name, oh Lord God, and we exalt your name in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you in the name of Jesus, oh God. There's none greater, Lord God, none greater than you, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
All that you're doing, oh God. We thank you for your healing and virtue.
Thank you
for flattering our body. Thank you,
Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We bless your name, oh Lord God. Oh God, we bless it, oh Lord God. It is blessed. Yeah, bless it again, oh Lord God. Be our cry, oh Lord God. Attend unto our prayers, oh Lord God. In the end of the earth, oh Lord God, we'll cry on to thee, oh Lord God. I'm just a little bit overwhelmed.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, oh God. So we bless your name, God. We praise you, Lord God. We ask you to bless Sister Mary, Lord God. Sister Minister Gladys, oh Lord God. Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God. Lord God, the Gibson family, Lord God. The children, the grand, the great family, the fathers. You are called us upon, God. In the name of Jesus, God, moving by your spirit and by your power, oh Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus, God, and you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, oh Lord God, and we have our being. Of Jesus, oh Lord God. So, God, we bless your name today, oh Lord God. We honor your name, oh Lord God. We adore your name, God. It's in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. In you, oh Lord God, we move and we breathe, oh Lord God. We have our being, oh Lord God. realizing, oh, Lord God, that there is just none greater, Lord God, none greater than you, Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Moving by your spirit, God. By your power, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Lord God, we bless your name, O Lord God. We honor you. We adore you, God. We sanctify it, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We accept your blessings, O Lord God. These prayer requests, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, at the sound of your name, O Lord God, at every remembrance, O Lord God, the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We bless your name, O Lord God. Lord God, we glorify your name, God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and you, O Lord God. We move, we breathe, O Lord God, and we have our being, O Lord God. God, we come to bless your name on this hour of power and prayer today, O Lord God. God, that you would continue to bless, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, move by your spirit, oh God, move by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We say yes to your will, God, yes to your ways, oh Lord God. We say yes all day, God. So, God, we ask that you bless, oh Lord God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Touch each and every one, O Lord God, every carpenter, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Rebuke the drive-by shootings, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, bless the domestic homes, O Lord God, and domestic problems, O Lord God. That the domestic violence ceases, O Lord God, along with the other hosts of things, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Moving by your spirit, O Lord God, moving by your power, O Lord God. Now we love you, O Lord God. Bless, O Lord God, as only you can, God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In you, Lord, we move, we breathe, God. We have our being, O Lord God. God, we ask that you bless, O Lord God, as only you can, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, help us be steadfast, immovable, Lord God. Always abide in your word today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Sanctified, O Lord God. Blessed, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, God. And we praise you, O Lord God. Blessed assurance, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In your name, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God. For what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Yes, Lord, to your will, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
God. Yes, Lord God, to your way, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God. We exalt your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we have the victory, O Lord God, over every weakness, shortcoming, failure, every demon, every devil, O Lord God. Lord God, bless our children, O Lord God, as they go into the schoolhouses, O Lord God. Lord God, bless the school buses that they'll be riding on in Jesus' name, O Lord God. Lord God, break that bullying spirit, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Yes, God, yes, God. Have thine own way, O Lord God. Have thine own way, Master. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We bless your name, God, and we praise your name, God. Yes, God, yes.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank you for the morning, for all the prayers. Thank God for the word today. Thank God for the blessings of the Lord that comes upon us, that makes us rich and adds no sorrow to it. We're just so thankful for the fact that we do have another day that the Lord has made, and we are certainly rejoicing, and we're glad in it. I don't know if anybody has made it up in their minds that you're going to get up early in the morning and then do your dance before the Lord and give him praise and honor before you go into the rest of the day. I know it really helps me when I get up, and I try to do that every day when I get up, to just praise God and thank him for everything, you know, just honor him, you know, just give him the accolades that he desires and needs from us. You know, we were put here to worship him. So
we're grateful for just the fact that we can get up and rejoice in the Lord, hallelujah, and just let him know just how much we appreciate him, because he is like, you know, like when we are moms and dads and we hear our children being thankful, you know, when they give us praise, you know, thanking us for what we do for them, I just imagine God feels the same way. He feels good about that. So we're right here near the top of the hour, and I am covering and sealing all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject it, and it shall not come to pass. We speak to every witch, warlock, and wizard that they will not be able to bring those spells that they may have sent against anybody in the body of Christ. They are being sent back to the sender, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We would not be ignorant of Satan's devices. And the word tells us that my people perish for lack of knowledge. So we have to be knowledgeable that we have to war against in the name of Jesus. So I'm thanking God today for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. And I decree that there will be no accidents or incidences as we travel. And I'm thanking everyone who has sown into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground, and I decree that your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will receive a 30-fold blessing, some 60 and some 100. And I believe what I say many times, Deuteronomy 1 and 11, I love it. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are and bless you as he has promised you. So let us rejoice in the Lord, because he is our strength. And he is our song, and he has become our salvation. I decree this morning that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree today that we will cast all of our cares upon him, for he cares for us. I decree that we will continue to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I decree that we will stay on the straight and narrow path that leads to the Lord. We will not be on that wide road that leads to destruction. I decree this, and I hope that you get this in your spirit and you live this, that we are the lender and we are not the borrower, according to the word of God. I decree that we will look at the ant who put something away in the summertime so that when the wintertime comes, we will have something set aside. I decree today that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous, and I declare blessings are overtaking us and we have more than enough. The showers of blessings are upon our lives daily. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. So once again, I just want you to know that I love each and every one of you, and I thank you so much for loving me back. And I thank you for loving yourself, loving your family, your friends, and those who do not like you, do not want to see you prosper. You love them anyway. Love them into the kingdom, because love conquers all things, and God is love, and love is of God, and those who do not love are not of God. So as we leave today, let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Come back on tomorrow, and we will see what the Lord has for us and what we have for him. You know, it's a give and take. The Lord gives us things, and he wants us to give back to him. So we will continue to do that, and as you go through your day, give God praise. Think about the goodness of the Lord and give him praise as you continue your day. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.